City of Sydney Council will investigate targeted bans to short-term rentals through platforms such as Airbnb after a resolution at last night's council meeting. The Wire's Aspen Bailhart spoke to City of Sydney Councillor Sophia Elsmore, who explained the approach that is being taken.
There's lots of things that are broken with the housing system, right? And so we're trying to address them all at once, and they all play an important role. And one of them is lots and lots of rentals being lost to short-term holiday stays. People have worked out, particularly investors who are owning 5, 10, 20, 30 properties, they can make more money kicking people out of a long-term rental and then making it a holiday stay instead, even if they leave it empty half the year. And we're seeing that more and more. The problem's getting worse. It's not the only thing that's... I mean, it's one of the things that is driving the affordability crisis, but it's also one of the key things that's stopping people finding somewhere to rent at all.
A lot of jurisdictions regulate short-term rentals with a cap on the number of nights. And Sydney already has this. No residents can be let out for short-term rentals for more than 180 days a year. But last night's council meeting put a new option on the table.
We've been doing work on this for a while. We've been talking to the community. We've been doing research to find out exactly how many homes are being lost in our local area. And we've been looking at a cap, you know, we've got a 180-day cap, should we drop it to 60? Last night at council, the Greens got support for us to look at banning Airbnbs and short-term rentals. That might be by particular suburbs that are really impacted. It might be when a certain trigger happens, like it's impossible to find a different kind of rental because there's too many short-term stays. It's actually the position that a lot of other cities around the world have landed to who have tackled with this same issue, that the only way to really tackle the problem is to ban it.
Business Sydney has responded, saying that this would compromise the tourism industry or it would pose a threat. Of course, that's another thing that is quintessential about Sydney. It's a popular destination for people from all over the world. Is that a concern, or are you looking at ways to mitigate that?
Yeah, so it's true. Like, it's the difference between the sharing economy, genuinely sharing economy, which is what things like Airbnb were supposed to be, and people using places like mini hotels that used to be long-term rentals, right? So we're not talking about banning if you're just going to have someone staying in a room in your house. And we're even looking at ways to restrict it so that you, if it's your home and you go on holiday, that you should be able to Airbnb that. You need a bit of that in the city, that's fine. What we're talking about is banning people who have investment properties, 5, 10, 20, 30 investment properties that used to be long-term rentals or that could be long-term rentals again, making sure that those are being used for people's homes, not for holiday stays.
Nicole Gurin is professor at Sydney University's School of Architecture, Design and Planning. And she agrees with Councillor Elsmore that it's important to set the right balance between tourism and residents.
Yeah, that's a curious proposition, isn't it, to turn the Sydney's housing stock into effectively tourist accommodation to save the tourist industry. I'm not quite sure I follow the logic.
Professor Gurin says, in a city like Sydney, tourism is resilient, maybe even more resilient than affordable housing for residents.
Particularly given that, you know, we've got a flourishing tourism industry in the form of, you know, hotels, you know, very good quality accommodation. And of course, people can still go back to the traditional approach of hosting people in their own homes if they want to do that as well. And when they go on holidays, putting their home up on sites like Airbnb, which of course is how the whole idea around platform short-term rentals started.
Last night's council meeting is the start of a long process. Powers like this will require state government approval. But as Councillor Elsmore puts it, inaction is not solving the problem.
So the next step is we get the advice from the staff. This is in council with planning rules. You always need to get a lot of advice, but we also need to get the state government on board. They need to give approval for us to have this power, and we need to say, this is what we want to do, and then the state government has to sign off on it. So this is the step of us saying this is what we want to do. We do have a bit more consultation to do with the community of exactly what the model would look like, but the longer we leave it, the worse the problem gets.
City of Sydney Councillor Sophia Elsmore speaking to The Wire's Aspen Bailhart.